And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Can I take these off? All right. What is this? This looks good. Wow. That's well made. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist to billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Elevating Beyond with a two-word mission statement: change lives. And this is your host, Mark Menard here. Look, as always, my friends, Elevating Beyond family, a phenomenal episode that we have here. And I'm sounding like Yoda saying that. Phenomenal episode we have here. Anyway, this is part 3 of the segment I've been doing of Elevating Beyond in Business from a special masterclass that I've been doing live. I've been doing a little surprise for us Elevating Beyond listeners and splicing in from the Facebook Live masterclass each of the segments. And today, get ready, boom, we're going to hit hard on one of the main principles, a huge one I talk about: always over deliver. That's right. Why it's so important. I'm going to get in depth in how and why to always over deliver to be massively successful. And then for the second segment, I bring in a little surprise for you: the billion-dollar strategist, keynote speaker, best-selling author who sold over 500,000 books, copies of his book, Edgy Conversations. You've all heard him with me before. We spoke together. He's co-hosted. We've done events together. My man, Dan Waldschmidt. And he brings in this concept of what we talk about, what he calls extreme differentiation. And he's going to share with all of you of how this has worked, the same strategies, why you need to apply this to whatever it is you're doing in your business, in your life, in your company, and this strategy, how it's helped the millionaires or the brokenaires become billionaires because of this thing he shares about, what he calls extreme differentiation. Another thing, I have a surprise. I've been holding off on this, Elevating Beyond family. A special thing I've been waiting for all of our Elevating Beyond listeners. Thank you so much. Like, this is as a giant thank you, as we've crossed over 2 million downloads on iTunes just alone over the past few years, just on iTunes. Thank you so much for your support. I have been working relentlessly on my graphic novel, specially made for entrepreneurs. And I'm doing an awesome giveaway for all of you, just for Elevating Beyond listeners only. And this graphic novel, this has been a baby of mine. This has been in the works for a while. And it's about persevering the wide open seas of doubt, going after that treasure, and what happens when you're in between. And it's a parable of entrepreneurship made for entrepreneurs. And it's incredible. Every illustration, I hired one of the best illustrators, is hand-drawn like an incredible comic book. So if you go to elevatingbeyondcomicbook.com, and you can get your free copy of it right now. Just for you. I'll put it in the show notes. And here we go.
We are on day 5 of 12. I'm loving this. The masterclass, Elevating Beyond in Business. And I'm talking about today, always over deliver. I'm going to share a couple of different stories and the importance of this. What I'm talking about in these 12 days is how to build your business to a seven-figure mission with raving fans, clients, and employees that help build this mission for you. And one of the hugest components I'm talking about today is always over-deliver. And today what I'm going to focus on for this is when, especially I'm going to talk about when you're dealing with your clients, which will become your raving fans. There's a whole other side on dealing it with your team members, employees. I'm going to say that for another day. But look, the key, I told you, I say this all the time on these. I want this to soak into your brain. There's 28 million small businesses in America today, which is amazing. Small business owners are my heroes. You're the backbone of America's economy. However, out of those, two-thirds are only breaking even each year or losing money each year. Two-thirds of those are struggling. Out of those, 22 million haven't even got to the level that they have any team members, any employees yet. And so I teach the importance of all this, how you can turn that around, even if you're not one of those two-thirds, how to grow to that whole next level. And today I'm talking about always over-deliver. Now look, we've heard it said a lot, under-promise, over-deliver. It's true, but let me break it down for you just in some real-life stories. I'm going to give you one example. The CPA that I work with for my company, the first one that I worked with for about 5 to 6 years didn't work out, and I learned that the hard way. And so we fired that CPA after 6 years, and then this time I had learned more about, as my company grew, I'm going to take time to interview people that I subcontract, like CPAs, accountants and stuff, virtual assistants. They're all part of your team. So there was one that I was connecting with. I was actually interviewing three different ones. And there was one CPA firm that I connected with through someone that I trusted. And I'm here in Ohio, and this guy is out in Chicago. Now, I'm going to talk about over-delivering. He's the accountant, he's the head CPA accountant of a successful firm already. He had heard great things about what I was doing, he believed in what we were doing at Dreamshine, and honestly, he really wanted me as a client. But I was a little leery after what I had just been through. And also, I was like, you're all the way out in Chicago, you know, I think it's great that we should be able to have that face-to-face still, especially when we're going through all my numbers. And he said, you know what? I'll book a flight there. When can we meet next week? I'm like, all right. And I still wasn't guaranteeing to hire him. So he flew out from Chicago, met with me, and to top it off, he saw what we were going through with our taxes, was switching over from the other CPA. We talked about all of it. He said, how about this? Give my team the chance to finish off your last quarter of the year. Let us finish your tax return for free. Your total company payment, your total company tax returns. And if you're not satisfied, then that's totally fine, but I know you're gonna be, but give us the chance. Like, a lot of times we don't ever, this seems to be unheard of as like a CPA or something even offering this. A lot of them are like, take it or leave it. Well, he did a phenomenal job. And then not only has he got my business, I've continued to grow with him. I've, because of that, been with him for another 6 years. I bring him into all my other businesses. I've referred three other business owners to him. So I became one of his raving fans, just what I'm teaching you about, to help grow his business because he over-delivered. He took a risk. They could have wasted 3 months doing our returns. And some people would ask, well, what's the ROI on that? He has me for life now. So it's worth it. Over-deliver. Always over-deliver. Now I'm going to give you an example of someone that's doing a terrible job of this. Because a lot of you, I know, I get it. Like, you get set. Some people get set, and it's like, especially when you're first starting off. And I've worked with some great, talented people that design things like ClickFunnels, web pages, and all that fun stuff. However, I was working with this young man, so talented, didn't have the mindset of over-delivering yet. And the thing is, when I get someone good on my team and we're willing and growing together, I want to bless them accordingly. We want to grow together. When they're over-delivering, we're getting that yin and yang. I want these people for lifelong connections, and it's like a win-win. And so I had started working with this young man. He was great at doing his job. He set some things up with my website, a couple other things, some things with my social media, a couple things with some funnels. And like 90% of it we had went through was great. But then I had paid him up front for that part of it. It was all done. And then when you go through stuff way in depth, I noticed like, oh crap, wait, what we had here in the notes, this part was wrong. This part you didn't do right. And there was like 10 things he needed to fix, basically. So I called him and I'm like, oh man, and trust me, I'm talking nice. I'm like, you've done such a great job, but crap, I realized on these 10 things we talked about, they were imperative. I realized you actually, those need to be fixed. You know what I mean? Based on the agreement. And I've already paid you to do the work. And I didn't even bring that up at that point. I just assumed he'd be like, oh yeah, man, I'll get on that. Well, he took accountability, which was good. But then he said, that's going to take about 4 more hours of work to do. And he said, and I don't work for free. And he said, I'm going to have to bill you for that. And right away, that mindset, I didn't even need to waste time getting an argument. They showed me this is not a mentality of someone that I ever want to continue to work with. And it wasn't about the money for the 4 hours. He would have made so much more money from me over the years. I mean, our companies, over our multiple companies, spent like $50,000 alone in all of our video campaigns and web pages and everything just from last year. But he threw this out at me on his mistake. He didn't want to over-deliver over 4 hours. And then I'm like, come on. I'm like, man, you know, you made that mistake. I gave him the chance. I'd appreciate it if you would just make it right. And he's like, I got to tell you something, dude. He probably heard it from some stupid conference. Never work for free, from some fool who's never been successful. So I said, thanks, dude. No, thanks. I don't need you to fix it. Hired someone else, figured out another way to do it. Now I have a long-term relationship with them. That's an example of not over-delivering. And the problem with that is, I'm going to bring this around into a full little circle here, is it brings it back to my good man Dave Ramsey. He shared a story with me when he talked with Mark Cuban. You all know who he is, the billionaire, creator of Shark Tank, so much more. Awesome, dude. I hope to have you, Mark Cuban, on Elevating Beyond soon, 2018, if you're watching this. But look, he said, Dave Ramsey was saying off air, they were talking, and he was like, for real though, like what is your secret to success? Like, what's your biggest takeaway? And Mark Cuban said, well, I'm gonna tell you something. There's one book that I read every year. He said, have you ever read the book The Tortoise and the Hare? And Dave Ramsey's like, yeah, the children's book, the fable. He's like, exactly. I read it every year. I read it at least once a year, Mark Cuban replied. And Dave Ramsey goes, really? And he said, yes. And every time you read the book, the tortoise always wins the race. And that, my friend, is the secret to success. And the problem is, too many people, like the dude I was working with a webpage, they're looking for that short-term success, that short-term gratification. And they don't want to be like the tortoise and persevere over time, over-promise, over-deliver over time, like my CPA did, over 4 months of not getting any payment from me at all, to then have me as a 6-year-plus customer. I have a little special guest here. But look, everyone, we are on day 6 of 12 of Elevating Beyond in Business Masterclass. And today I'm talking about extreme differentiation. And I couldn't do this, today's topic, without having my man Dan Waldschmidt join us, because I actually borrowed those words out of his book, which I've showed to most of you before, right here, boom, Edgy Conversations. And also, Dan is one of the speakers that spoke with me at our recent event on Elevating Beyond in Business. And what Dan does really is, you do a lot of things, Dan, before I let you on here and talk. Dan does a lot of things, but one thing he does that's a huge specialty of his is he's a strategist for billionaires. And so all you watching are like, well, what the heck does that even mean? It sounds cool, but I have no idea what that means. It means actual billionaires are the ones that will hire Dan when they're having a problem with their company, when they're in the red. He's their go-to guy, and he'll slice and dice and come in there like a ninja and helps the company to actually make massive new levels of revenue. And one thing that Dan talks about is this thing about extreme differentiation. So should they just follow the mold of everyone else out there, or what's this whole thing about extreme differentiation?
Gave great customer service, right? And no matter what role three of them, they came back at you with this amazing, incredible, outstanding, ridiculously amazing customer service. You could walk around in their shoes for a week, send them back. Think about how nerdy that is.
What was it that was so different about Zappos, their customer service? Just for, I'm sure everyone watching has heard of them, but, and you've shared this with me, people were calling the owner crazy because what was one of the main things? You said it was what, like, but you could buy your shoes and get 100% of your money back within how many days was it?
7 days. At least you could walk around, you could use the shoes, walk around in them in 7 days. If you didn't love them, you could get a new pair or you get your money back.
So that was extreme. At that time, no one else was doing that. Like, none of the major shoe companies were offering. Because I remember you, I'm stealing your word, you shared this with me. I didn't even know this full story, but you were telling me that other people were like, that's insanity. People are going to buy your shoes and just wear them to go out with their friends or for one dance or whatever, one date, and then they're going to go return them the next day. But he had extreme differentiation that he believed in his product and, like you said, like to do incredible customer service. So go ahead and continue. And thank you, Dan, for jumping on here for this little session today. Everything Dan's saying, and read more about it in his book. I've shared it a lot. He dives way deeper into it. But it's important that you take advice from people that have had success in areas of life that you want to have success in. Dan's not saying not to do that. But what he's also saying is, because a lot of people come in and they're like, well, I can't make new shoes. I mean, Nike and Reebok already dominate it all. And Zappos is like, well, and he probably learned a lot of things from what Nike and Reebok were doing in certain areas. But what he's like, I'm going to, and being like massively different or extreme differentiation doesn't mean you have to come out with a baseball bat and be smashing used cars and saying we're, you know, you can if you want, but his was incredible customer service. It seems like it's almost like not as crazy as it really is, but all those big gurus and stuff were like, that's a joke. And now they're pretty much having to follow his formula, right? Didn't they start doing like a 7-day return policy?
Well, nowadays, you know, you go to Target or Walmart, wherever you buy things from, now pretty much, with any place you go to, instead of asking you if you've ordered, they just look at your receipt and then throw them in a shopping cart or something, right, in the back, even Nordstrom's, and they throw them down and say, no worries, we'll take them back. And, you know, it's become a given that if you've got a receipt, or if it's in the open return policy, it's going to happen. But that started through the relentless insight and vision of Southwest. Take, for example, Southwest. Southwest wanted to make flying fun.
Yeah.
And so part of their training for their flight attendants is that they have to get up and do a speech, kind of like Toastmasters.
Yeah.
And they look at the people who are engaging and encouraging for other people, and then those are the people that are hired. The people that are not are those that, the people who aren't friendly and fun are those who aren't given jobs. And so I think if you look at companies, Southwest went 16 quarters without generating revenue. Right, that's pretty bad to tell your investors, hey, we're gonna make money because we're giving away lots of value. If investors say, like, dude, go out, you gotta go out there and make money. I'm sorry, but you need to go make money. What changed was when they decided, hey, here's the direction we're gonna go. And by the way, they've never lost money since. Well, American merged with U.S. Air, like Delta struggled, well, all these people took bailouts in one company.
Yes.
Who continued to make lots of money because people are loyal because of the experience.
Mm.
So, again, I'll shut up, but if you look at every industry, you'll see those who stand out and pave the way, whether it's Tesla in the automotive industry,
yeah,
whether it's IKEA in the furniture industry, or Southwest in the airplane industry. You just realize that there are people everywhere who are willing to stand up and stand out, and sometimes they fail, you know?
Yes.
But when they succeed, oh, it's magnificent.
And thank you. And Dan, that example that you just shared with Southwest, what I love about that also that you mentioned, they didn't make a prop. They weren't showing good profits for a while. And so, but deep down, the owner believed, like, okay, great, you're not seeing what I'm seeing is it's going to be in like 5 or 10 years. I'm building the foundation. And like Dan said, you have to be relentless about whatever your integrity is, whatever about what makes you different. Their customer service, what they were doing was so different, but then it achieved that level of long-term continued sustainability. But most people don't have the patience, and that's where that relentless comes in, or self-doubt will sink in. But you got to think of these examples of what Dan's talking about. This is what it really takes to win. You gotta be weird. You gotta embrace your insanity, right, Dan? We're not normal. That's for sure.
You have to be well. This all starts with belief. You have to believe deeply that what you're doing is worth the battle. Because if you don't believe in it, if you're just copying and pasting what someone else has told you to do, whether it's someone else's strategy or someone else's idea, and like, oh yeah, I can do that, no big deal. It's not magical enough for you to battle on when things get tough. And so what this conversation with the whole idea about being different needs to start for you is quite individually. So you got to figure out what your purpose is, what your plan is, what your vision is, where do you really want to go?
Yeah.
If you don't, then, you're going to be struggling forever and always.
And when you're going to struggle, but when you struggle, what Dan's saying, if you don't really believe, if you're just copying someone, if you're not doing something you believe in, when you get beat down, you're going to give up. It's not like if, but when you get beat down. But if you really believe in it, then you relentlessly continue to pursue. That's the difference. It's believe and extreme differentiation. So I'll throw believe in today's little masterclass session. Actually, this is one of the longer ones, but Dan Waldschmidt, the billion-dollar strategist, worldwide keynote speaker, future president of the United States. That could be a whole other interview. But all right, owner of the Edgy Empire, then president of Edgy Empire. So everyone listening, check Dan out. He's been on my show. He does a lot, but he's doing his own style. I love it. So extreme differentiation, everyone. Have a phenomenal day. Thank you so much for joining on speakerphone, my man. Have a good day, Dan.
You bet. Thank you.
See you later.
So look, Elevating Beyond family, Elevating Beyond listeners. I know you enjoy that. I know you love that. I know you're getting that. Look at those truth bombs Dan's dropping there on the extreme differentiation. And then I talked about at the beginning, always over deliver. Now listen to me. A lot of you have been emailing me. You see that I have the Facebook page. I put it in the show notes. That's where we're really connecting and communicating. And it is true. It's right that I've created the full online course. And it's not just a course, it's a full interactive video course, whether it's from your iPhone, from your laptop. I put this together, Elevating Beyond in Business. This has been years in the making, and it's now available. And you can just pick any topic, like when, why, and how to fire someone, how to overcome adversity, how to start my company when I have no funds, or as a small business owner, how do I really grow it to the next level? And all four of us answer. I mean, you can see it. I'll put it in the show notes. It also comes with a massive action guide. And my favorite part for Elevating Beyond listeners only, it allows you, when you purchase it, full access to the community. This is a limited time offer because the full access gives you a lifetime access for just buying the course into what normally was my mastermind group that was $350 a month. But for just purchasing the course one time, right now we're offering at just $297. That's right. Ba-boom, ba-bam, because it's going up to $497. You'll get full access. That means you get to interact with myself and all the other Elevating Beyond members of the Elevating Beyond in Business community and family, because unity is power. And when you get around like-minded individuals that have been joining us, accountability is what really takes you to that next level and beyond. Go to it. Check it out. I'll put it in the show notes. It's elevatingbeyond.com. It'll be there. Elevatingbeyondinbusiness.com. I'm not editing that out. I'm leaving it. Elevatingbeyondinbusiness.com. Thank you, everyone. This is Mark Menard. Always over deliver. And that's right. Be extremely different. Be insane. Be weird. Be you. Never settle. Never give up. And keep elevating beyond.
It's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.